booze. Sometimes it's what's for dinner, or breakfast and lunch, in between meal snacking. You never know when you're gonna be called upon to make nice with a bottle. Today's lesson is how to hold your liquor. Keep a solid grasp on the glass, and don't put your pinky out. I'm kidding, you know what I mean. How to not make an ass of yourself. When drinking, you can't forget about everybody around you.
Very, very, very important.
Don't be that guy, or even worse, that girl. It's a YouTube world, and your screaming, pantyless ass will go viral before you're even hungover.
Tell me about it.
Step one to avoiding that. Eat. Eat and drink. You hear those words together for a reason. I like bread products.
Bread's good. Soaks it up.
Spongier the better. Texas toast. Hawaiian bread. Heavily yeasted.
Love it.
Soaking
more yeast
products.
The better.
If you're like me, your worst nights are always during Passover. Matzah does not cut it.
Oy vey.
Also, go fatty early. Fried and fatty foods are your friend. If you're drinking, fatty turns to hottie anyway. You know what I'm saying. Don't deny it. You've woken up in that bed.
Yeah.
All right. Now that you've got a tampon for that flow, let's talk order of ceremonies. If you're gonna make your stomach a mixing bowl, start with the liquors. The clearer, the better. Gin, vodka, etc. Brown is bad.
Brown.
What can I say? Racists invented alcohol. Beer is always good, keeps the pace slower. You never look stupid holding a beer, and if you do, you don't wanna be at that party. Now, while we're on the subject, let me tell you about the drinks that you do look stupid holding. Anything that ends in teeny and doesn't start with mart. Anything with more than two fruits in it or on it. Anything that looks like a Starburst creamed in it. Anything that takes the bartender 20 minutes to make. And unless you're escorting children around chimney tops, lose the umbrella. If you're drinking and you think you're gonna make like a penguin, don't try to hold it. You're only gonna vomit on the girl 5 minutes down the road. So pack a mint in the pocket, and then when you do boot, rally. If you're good, nobody will know.
Nobody knows.
And it's one giant reset button. Second chances don't come around in life very often, so take advantage. Now, these are general guidelines. Tailor them to fit your age. If you are in college, keg stands, case races, power hours, shotguns, and century clubs are not strange. Don't be doing these when you're 45. Now, flip that, right? Don't be the douche drinking Manhattans while your bunkmate bangs half of Phi Beta Kappa. And of course, Uncle Andy says, don't drink if you don't have something that says you're old enough.
No.
It's like a pentagram over here.